This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $DeadEndHipHop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadendhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Dead End Hip Hop audio review. Loot West 1996 Part 2. Loot is an artist signed to Dreamville. And obviously this is a part 2. He released the original mixtape before he signed to Dreamville. Has had a daughter since. And you know, I think Lou is definitely one of these people that are up and coming. But when I feel like sometimes when you get part of a conglomerate, or not a conglomerate, let me choose a different word. When you get part of a collective, that is primarily fueled by a megastar, and everybody else, you know, there's a hierarchy, and I feel like Lou and who's my guy, Kaz, feel like they're at the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to Dreamville. You know, and that's not no shot, no disrespect or anything like that. It's just that, you know, we hear about Jid, we hear about J. Cole, even Earth Gang, right? But it's kind of like, where's the buzz around Loot? Where's the buzz around Kaz? Where's the buzz around Boz? Where's the, you know what I'm saying? Like it's like you can kind of get lost in the sauce. And it's so crazy because, like, listening to this, I'm like, God damn, this shit good as fuck.
Right.
Like, this nigga thumped in a motherfucker. And it's not like Dreamville's not shelving them. It's just, I don't know. Like, I feel a certain type of way. And this is partly the reason why we've created that in hip hop. It's to shed light on projects like this that nobody's fucking talking about, and it's an amazing fucking project.
Yeah, I think this was my first time listening to this, and it came out in 2017. So when you said he was with Dreamville, I was like, oh, it makes sense, because he definitely sounds like somebody that they would sign. But I was like, man, this shit is so damn good. I was like surprised, man. Like, this shit, man, just even from, like, the first song all the way through, I was like,
so soulful.
Exactly.
Yep.
It has a vibe to it. It has a groove to it. It has some knock to it on some of these tracks. There's a bass. Yeah, man, I was like, where has this guy been? And I think the Dead End Hip Hop listener base have been talking about him. Because I remember seeing this guy in the past. I just never got around to listening to it. Damn, that was a mess up on my behalf.
Yeah, and I remember us kind of questioning, like, who's Loot in the whole Dreamville? What was it, the Dreamers project?
Yep, the Revenge of the Dreamers 3, I think.
Like, who's this guy? Because he stands out.
Yep.
He stands out, man. But I don't know, man. Like, I don't know, Ken. Like, I hear it. I hear the special in him. This project is really good, but it's just like, I know I'm staying a little surface, like, overall, but it's just like listening to it. That's what I took away, and that's what I really wanted to talk about, because it's kind of like, it feels disheartening for somebody to be so dope and not be recognized.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that he makes a sound that's accessible, that. Well, I don't know if they do now because Griselda's so big, but way back then, and I think even still now, I don't know what he's doing now, but this sound in 2017 should have popped. Like, he should have blown up. Mm-hmm. Like you get to home and the way that sounds, like,
oh my God.
Yeah, man. Like there's some outcast energy here mm-hmm. with some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that should have hit. He varies his flows as well. Like he's artistic, he's creative. You know, you get to is that the Jiku, but yeah, Get Up was good. Like this thing, man, Juggin, fucking four, like Crabs in a Barrel was fucking dope as shit. Like this shit, man, was on some other shit. And that Premonition track with Earth Gang,
mm-hmm.
man, that shit, that little vibe and groove it had, a little bounce mm-hmm. to it,
mm-hmm.
man. And shout out to Cam OB, man, he be killing shit.
Juggin, I really like Juggin. I like how you was talking about how his pops taught him how to jug and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. Like, yeah. This thing, man, is I don't know what my 2017 best of year-end list looked like, but I think this could have been in competition. I think it's really that good. It's right in line with a lot of stuff that I traditionally mm-hmm. like anyway. And the, you know, throwing the fact that he can rap and he can craft creative songs.
Yes.
And he can say a lot in a small window of time.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I like just how, you know, there's some people that make like real rap. And what I mean by that, not like real hip hop, boom, bap, this. No, I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is it comes from a real perspective. Mm-hmm. It's like he's peeling back the layers of who he is.
Like
he
birds could, and the bees.
Yes. Like he could be introspective, but also give you a perspective that's not necessarily his. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what I like about artists, especially when I'm introduced to their project. Because this is my first introduction to a Loot project. Yeah. Like as soon as you sent that, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I know who he is. Never heard his music, and I'm just like, yo, this motherfucker dope.
Yeah, I think I just heard him rap on mm-hmm. Revenge of the Dreamers. And I think people were buzzing about him then, but it wasn't to the point where I needed to go listen to something. So, and this recommendation came from Twitter, I believe. We had a few mm-hmm. people recommend this one. Yeah, I'll see if I can find them, but yeah, I love it, man. It's a dope project, for real.
So what are your favorite tracks on here, Cam?
Crabs in a Barrel, Home. Let me see. Premonition.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Still Slumming.
All right. So for me, give me Still Slumming, Home. Give me Get Up. Give me Juggin. And give me Premonition. Give me those.
Shout out to Ras Podaman. He was the one that recommended Luke West 1996 Part 2. I know there were more than just him, so shout out to you all too, but I just saw him on the Reddit, so I wanted to shout him out for this one.
But yeah, man, look, another day, another review. You know how we does over here at Dead End Hip Hop. You know how we does. Look, we again thank you for the support. All we ask is for you to share this podcast review with one other person that you know. Even if you don't know, goddammit, just send it to somebody random. Just send it to at least one person. Continue to help us grow. We see the numbers, man. We're doing about 1,000 a day. Thank you. We appreciate it. And if you would like to continue to support us monetarily through this 2021 journey, 365, one review a day, you can hit us up on Cash App. You can hit us up on PayPal. We out. Peace.